I'm not doing this just for me. Whenever I struggled, she was there to help. When I think of her now, it is almost as if she's back here with me. I can see her smile, hear her laugh, and feel the warmth in everything she does. Everything she did. I promised her to live a good life, to make the best of it. Something beautiful, she said. Make something beautiful out of it. She meant her death. She asked me to make something beautiful out of it. She's not here anymore. And I'm glad that nobody can harm her now. While I am still very lost at times, I'm alive. And I'm trying to help other people. Like she did. I think that is the most beautiful thing I can ever do with my life.
I found it.
Oh, that looks painful.
I hope he didn't feel anything.
Well, at least we know for sure now.
Let's hurry up before they come.
So we finally have you.
It all burned down. From one moment to the next, all the walls and windows were crashing in, and everything I loved was gone. There was nothing left of my life, nothing left of me. And I was so numb. I had no home, no dreams, you know, there was no future for me. My whole life was in the past. And even my old friends didn't seem to understand. I was barely surviving from day to day. Eating, sleeping, fighting to function. But I was a ghost, a walking empty shell. Everybody's life went on, but I could not keep up the pace. I could not forget. Whenever I closed my eyes, I saw these pictures again. Back then, I wished I could simply shed my skin and walk out of my life somehow. I had seen the face of evil, and it was staring back at me. Those dark thoughts had a firm grip on my soul every single moment, every single day. No, I wished to see the beautiful things again, but it was out of my hands. Then, very slowly, hope crept up to me. And a desire to live anew. One day I could finally cry again and slowly find some joy in simple things. And now I'm here. And you too.
Come with me. I know how to get us there. You got your papers back when we reach it. Calm down. At the moment, I am the only one you can trust. And not a word to the others.
They used us. They don't care what happens to us at all. We're stuck in the middle of nowhere with nobody here to help. I can't trust in anybody anymore. We're free. We are homeless.
I can't go back. I won't be able to survive a day in their custody. They'll torture and kill me. And then they are going to inform everybody that another traitor has gone missing. And nobody will be able to put the finger on it to prove their wrongdoing. From one moment to the next, I'll simply disappear. But it won't be as if I hadn't existed at all. My wasted life will make everything worse. All those breaths I took in to cry, swear and shout about their injustice will not only be muffled, suffocated and then erased. They are going to be documented as a sign of aggression and not as one of a helpless defense. And in the end, nobody is left to disagree. Their mind-corroding fire continues to be fueled by lies, hatred, and the profit of a few. The ones who are still able to feel and to doubt may feel with me. But by embracing my fate in their hearts, they'll be choked into silence too. Leave me alone.